In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For holy fear at the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of his power to save. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sharing of the gospel, that God, who chose the apostles first to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, would open the mouths of his pastors and people to proclaim Christ crucified and raised again. Let us pray to the Lord. For our homes, that God would be the companion of those who live alone and fill every threshold with his wisdom and grace until he guides us to his holy abode. Let us pray to the Lord. For all in authority, that they would govern humbly, and those placed in their positions by a risen Christ, who is the glorious one in power. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, for any in need, those that we mention aloud, those that we hold in our hearts, that the dawning of light of the new creation in Christ would sustain them in faith, and that according to God's will, they would be granted renewed health as a foretaste of their eternal healing in him. Let us pray to the Lord. For joy in Christ's great victory feast as he shares it with us from his altar, that he would overcome our sin by his forgiveness, swallow up our death in his life through the eating and drinking of this his true body and blood in faith, let us pray to the Lord. For all the faithful, that the resurrection of all flesh, we might awaken in joy to the Lord's presence. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, you have not let your Holy One see corruption, but have raised him in triumph from the dead, never to die again. Therefore, our hearts are glad. We rejoice, for our flesh also dwells secure. Since you have set him at your right hand, lead us to set his resurrection before us at all times, that his path of life and fullness of joy in his presence may be known to us, until we come also to the eternal pleasures at his right hand forevermore. For you, O Father, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, are one God, now and forever. Amen.